Justin Fluke with you. Care Coach's Insight continues. We're going to talk ACCHS boys basketball. We do that with head coach Corey Eckert each week here. And Coach, last week competing in your tournament, saw some different teams, but certainly saw some pretty good teams, some bigger schools, and Jeff West and Perry from the Big Seven and St. Mary's Academy as well. And unfortunately, no wins from those games, but scored a little bit better against Jeff West. I mean, there were some stretches, I'm sure, that you felt a little better. And of course, you had been off for almost 2 weeks since you had really had a game. So how did you feel overall with the games there at McLeod last week?
Yeah, I think, like you said, we saw some different teams, which is always nice to see other leagues and other teams and compete against them. And it was a rough week or two there of snow days and not practicing, or some of the guys weren't there. So I thought our second game against Jeff West was our best one in the tournament. We scored well. We played better defense and stretches there. You know, two quarters got away from us, but two quarters we played a pretty solid game, and we, you know, 5 or 6 point difference in those two quarters. So just trying to take those two quarters and turn it into four and see what we can do with the home stretch here of our league games.
You mentioned scoring, yeah, against Jeff West was a little bit better. Who's been your most consistent kind of scorers, I guess, for you through the season to this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think our most consistent pretty much every game is James Sheets, our point guard. And then from there, you know, we haven't had consistency. Sometimes it's freshman Ben Hinkey, which he led us in scoring against Jeff West. And then other games, it could be Cade Burns or Carter Swinson. We're just trying to get games where all three or four of them can kind of have a solid game and be consistent. And then we'll see a little bit better score on the scoreboard.
You bet. And obviously, you know, a young team, a lot of new starters, a lot of moving parts. But as the kids doing a good job of kind of staying upbeat, and I know, you know, the weather and the schedules kind of made it difficult, but, you know, there's going to be a lot of games left here, not a ton of practices. Do you feel good about the kids continuing to give their best effort, I guess, and try to find ways to improve?
Yeah, I think they're keeping a good mindset, and they're, you know, we're trying to get better each day at practice and improve our skills and not necessarily worry about who we're playing, but more about us and how we get better for, you know, the games in February coming up against teams you've already seen once this year, and we kind of know how they play, and we can kind of make adjustments and hopefully improve and put us in positions where fourth quarter rolls around, we got a chance to win it, and come away with a win or two to finish the season here would be nice.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, and I wonder if part of the mindset too, you know, is, you know, playing all these teams that you've already played, you know how the first game went, you know what the score was, like, let's see if we can, you know, obviously try to find a way to win, but at least, you know, be more competitive. And is that kind of a challenge or maybe a mindset for this team, just second time through the league here, let's just try to make every game a little bit better than the first one?
Yeah, pretty much. I think you hit that on the head there. You know, I think our, you know, if you watch our games, our number one problem or concern is turnovers. And if we can, you know, take care of that and even cut them in half, we'll start to see huge improvements from that standpoint, not talking about, you know, making shots or rebounding better. But if we can just figure out a way to take care of the basketball and value it a little bit better, I think that will give us a huge opportunity down the stretch here.
Next game Tuesday at Marhill Mount Academy, always a big rivalry game there against the Ravens, who are having a pretty good season to this point. Best of luck in your upcoming games, Coach. As always, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
ACCHS boys head coach Corey Eckert here on Coach's Insight. It's brought to you by L&L Construction.